Page 81. Listening extra. An eco tour. D. Listen again and complete the sentences with the missing numbers.
Hi, Rick. I haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to?
Hi there, Haley. Actually, we just got back from one of those eco tours.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, we were kind of tired of relaxing at beach resorts. We were just ready for something different.
So what was it like? I heard they're amazing.
It was. We were so impressed with everything. We had incredible places to stay, went into the most beautiful rainforests, saw a volcano, and then the wildlife was just amazing.
Sounds cool. I read that eco-tours are becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, well, there were quite a lot of tourists around generally. You know, tourism's pretty important. I mean, it's a major source of revenue for all the countries we visited. I think they get, like, more than 1 million tourists a year at one place we went to.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Our guide said that the number of tourists had increased by around 6% or something over the past few years. I guess it's a kind of challenging situation for their company.
Challenging? In what way?
Well, like, tourism has all these economic benefits, but I guess it brings a lot of problems, too. Like, tourists really want to see the wildlife, but it's those animals and plants, you know, that are endangered, that really need the most protection.
So what you're saying is that ecotourism kind of has a negative impact on the environment?
Well, maybe. Take one of the national parks we went to, for instance. I mean, our guide told us that on some days, they have up to 1,000 visitors. He said it's a real threat to the wildlife and vegetation. And he told us that monkeys weren't even frightened by tourists anymore. And that they'd started to eat all the trash they left behind, you know.
That sounds kind of depressing.
It is. Though apparently they're starting to limit tourist numbers in some of the parks, so fewer people will go there.
I see what you mean. I guess it's hard for them to turn away paying visitors then, especially when they need the money to preserve the forests.
Yeah. So the challenge is managing tourism in a responsible way. I mean, ecotourism is a good start. Like, when we visited a nature reserve, we paid a $15 entrance fee. But we also took a local flight to San Jose, and we used the local buses, and we ate at some local restaurants and stuff. And our guide also said that tourists were helping all these countries' coffee markets.
In what way?
Well, he said tourists drink 2 cups of coffee every day on average, which brings in over $16 million or something just to one country alone. So I guess that helps.
So I guess overall, ecotourism is probably a good thing, right?
I think so. I mean, it seems like it provides revenue and jobs for local people. And I guess people who go on these tours get a better understanding of environmental issues.
Yeah, I guess so.